not really fucking proud of any of that, to be honest. I feel like, yeah. Ultimately, what a fucking waste of time, you know, because I was thinking, now I'm trying hard to change a tune. You just think like, oh, it's all fucking nice, is it? It sure just make you feel good, because otherwise you won't make any money very well. And try and fucking hold my hand through that one. And that like fucking pricks to me. Yeah. Like, just like cutting in on to all the racism that's always been laid into my fucking existence. Just boring, to be honest. Very fucking boring. And it makes me green with pride. I'm fucking green with envy, because do you know what, everything that I cotton onto about England kind of makes me think they're fucking vile, and I think most people agree. But then it's like, hey, what happened to representations of good English people that would live at their mum's house forever and be called a little prince? A thing like grow up. Because shit like that has already happened, already disappointed people, already shit, but people just like to forget things too quickly after a loss of time. Still not how that phrase works, but I've realised how different phrase works. Elephants never forget. If you've got a real big knob in your mind's eye, yeah, you'd never forget how people try and fucking abuse you and make you feel small when you're an elephant. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck would be the point in that, to be honest, if it were blatantly fucking obvious? If it's not so fucking obvious, why don't people just fucking stop and leave me alone? Stop fucking sniffing at my dick, because it's all brain power, isn't it? So, you know, Jesus Christ, minorities of this country don't realise that I am as well. I think people can fucking smell it on me with their instinctual fucking brain power. The, ooh, wow, Irishness. There you go. Some people care, but some people that are Irish and talk about it in my town get called a piece of shit, get inspired to be an alcoholic, and, you know, like, if they gave a fuck, I'd give a fuck, to be honest, but I just never think that people do. And that is kind of a question. What? Yeah, cunt, that's what. It's like, God. Well, to me, to be honest, like, if anyone else in the fucking world had, like, any proper fucking art for me, then, well, shit, I wouldn't complain so much. But then again, that is really fucking demanding, to be honest. Like, you do get ungrateful on the other side, a polar opposite. Yeah, everything's really fucking nice. But, you know, or maybe you've just got trigger depression, to be honest, because there's definitely a little sense that brings it out of me. A lot of sense, a lot of imagery, and that's why I try so hard to fuck around with people's fucking idea of words that, yeah, there you go. Like, you never fucking listen to mine. So, yeah, there you fucking go. Like, ultimately, like, everything kind of thing. Like, that would be what people start to request from the world, because it is a fucking lonely life, being your own person, like people say, because not enough people do it, to be honest. That is true. You get like a load of fucking people around you, and then middle class people say gang. Do you know what, you don't have to say it as if it is a joke, because yeah, that was immediately fucking clear. How about that? Oh, you've ruined the dance. You know, if you say it like that genuinely, you're not just trying to take the piss, then Yeah, fuck you, bottom of my heart. Like, money grubbing, don't really care about me. That is my English side, so. To be terribly fucking honest, like, it's not enough time, it's not enough understanding, and it's too much fucking just responding to things as if, like, you're someone, right, in a true crime thing. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know, you start learning these things. Maybe you attribute them to the wrong people. Do you know what? There's not enough hand-holding with disability. I'd probably feel too fucking patronised to get enough adequate help. You wouldn't want that, would you? No. So, could I get back to you at a different time? That's what the fuck you deal with if you got fucking bad mental health. If you risk fucking not having mental health at all. That's a clever play on words. Fuck you! I've got to say, fuck off. I don't have anyone to fucking talk to, but to regain some fucking sense of sanity, I don't need shit from anybody, to be honest. I can make sense out of my own life, like people fucking leave me to my own devices to do. Yeah, because love is actually very fucking conditional at the end of it all. Like, you need to know anything from anyone, no matter how quiet they are. So, it's nice that people realise that themselves. And the fact that I mentioned, even for people with a low fucking attention span and self-esteem, that, you know, you could vicariously abuse your kids so that you feel like other people, but you don't know how the fuck I feel. So, just know that. I express things to you. I'll try and fucking bargain with you. Shit like that. But don't people at a market stall manage to do that sometimes? And then you turn around and they say something as if they don't give a fuck about anything you're about in the slightest. Do you know what? If you had any fucking self-respect, you wouldn't be such a fucking liar. So, yeah. Who is the bigger person? I'm not going to take the piss out of things in a racist way, because all England can basically do is that sometimes. Ice white, Aryan, and then, you know, hey, let's just shift it to a polar opposite for our country and what we struggle to fucking accept as a nation. Because to be honest, you'll piss me off, every single fucking one of you. You know, people that get the piss taken out of them the most. Like, I think you put up with enough adequate piss taking, whoever the fuck you are, whatever the fuck you race, to be honest. But deep down, what I'm learning is that I should attribute more racial hatred to England. Except they haven't got enough, have they? I'm not trying to start a war. I wouldn't want that, to be honest. That just caused more conflict. And if that did start happening, like, yeah, well, you'd be sorted first. And so we'd get on with it. Nah, I want to see how this fucking plays out. And I like taking responsibility for my fucking actions. That's why, after people show me the slightest bit of heart, I work at it. I really, really work to understand it. And is that because I've got any intelligence whatsoever, or is that because I'm severely autistic? Ah, man, this is a severe problem. Do you know what else is a severe problem? You're all cunts. That's just silent. It's not an edit. No, I prove it. My lungs are too fucking black too. So yeah, you may as well talk about how racist England is. What about that? Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah, that's nice. Attribute yourself with shit like a fucking culture vulture. Because you've got a fucking English accent. That's all. You'll piss me off. I'm never going to fucking lie about that again. I'm never going to fucking... Oh, don't show yourself up and get so fucking vulnerable. Yeah, well, you know... You just wait for other people to feel fucking bad in life until they fucking blow up, break down, and then you go, hey, can you not take it? Hey, come on. Oh, don't act like a baby. Because if you had a baby, mate, it'd be fucking dead. So, yeah. Oh. If anyone wants to read into that, you're getting too fucking insecure, and you should get back to your fucking life. You piece of shit. Do you know what I mean? If you think the equivalent about me, piss off. Everyone else just wants fucking money out of you. I just want people to genuinely fucking listen because I am a fucking human being. If I was asking for any fucking money and not paying someone to fucking harbour my fucking views, probably fucking tarnish them along the way because every time I upload something, the seconds are different than when I uploaded it. So it's just a bit like, are you helping me or absolutely hindering me? So like every single fucking part of what I do, I like every single fucking part of what I am, because I am all of it. Yeah. Do you think, you want to throw any accusations my way? I'll just let you say them right now. I'll wait. Respect that shit! So I'll fucking say it. Don't need people to fucking say it for me. Because your voice isn't loud enough. That's how much you piss people off when you assume they're mute. They've got autism their whole lives. I'll just say, that's not my family's problem. That's every other fucking cunt's problem who literally has never accepted me. Just a weird thing about my family, they do stick around, to be fair, to bitter conclusions. So, you know, if I let you in on fuck all, then I'm letting you in on what the fuck you think of me, realistically. You know, you think just because people have vulnerability that, you know, they are fucking weak. And that's what the fuck people think about the Irish, deep down. You're green with envy, aren't you? Oh. Yeah, you're lucky. Lucky to be alive. Unlucky that you're so bloody small, all of you. Yeah, but do you know what? It doesn't work the world over, and that's why people are still fucking powerful, still fucking laughing in your fucking face, and not getting insecure enough to really start, crazy conflict. But, you know, if that's the case, I'll just fucking leave. Because honestly, I feel like I'm not one of you and rejecting me. Every single fucking one of you, at least at one point. You know, I'm not perfect, but, literally, suddenly people turn around and I start hearing them go, yeah. Do you know what? Now that I've revved you up, I just want to make you fucking soft for years. Because you've made me feel like fucking shit for years. So, you know, if I never get anything more than when I was a scared kid, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to regress. You can't accuse me of shit. You can't fuck me over. Because if I start feeling like life really leaves me for dead, I will just bow out. But do you know what? I think there's always fucking hope for people. I think that any fucking cunt that's told me to fucking kill myself just because I fucking mentioned it, I hope that anyone you're grieving is happy. I'll just do you that justice, because a lot of people say there is nothing for you because of how morbidly people fucking hurt them. And perhaps if that's fucking true, I've been babied the whole fucking way. Someone's held my hand. Oh, but you know, with artistic fucking credibility, they allow you to fucking work it out for yourself. But these days, that doesn't even happen. So just expect that you need someone else to explain it to you that has had a good education. But do you know what? I don't think my education was that fucking good. I didn't go anywhere that really breeds nonsense. I just tried very fucking hard. in a grey area with a load of fucking posh wankers and a fucking black death in their fucking minds. Fucking hatred all the fucking time. Emotional fucking castration, alright? People make me feel that fucking shit. You don't even know psychology well. So, you know, I'll know things, right? And other people try and make me fucking weak over them. So, look a gift horse in the mouth. That might have been a fart. It might kick you in the fucking teeth. So, fuck off.